Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk About Real Relationships, where we challenge the status quo in relationships and raise the bar on how we do them. I'm your host, Judy Graybill. So, today we're talking about rebound relationships. What is a rebound relationship and why does that matter? And in a way, it's an extension of what I was talking about the last few weeks. We were talking about last week, I planted the seed on love addiction. And love addiction is when you're addicted to that feeling of love. And at the beginning of every new relationship, the love hormones are activated. Serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin. And it produces this high feeling inside you. So, which is why the term love, quote, unquote, addiction is appropriate, because people are addicted to those hormones. So those can be active in your system for 2 years, according to research. And you can, of course, boost those after that. If you're in a healthy relationship, you've already formed an attachment to that person. You've formed a bond to that person. And so you're going to stay with that person. If it's unhealthy, you're still going to stay with that person because you're bonded to that person through, that's part of what the purpose of those love hormones are. But if it's unhealthy, then it's harder to break free from it, even if you want to, even when you want to. So what is a rebound relationship? And the reason I bring this up in connection to love addiction is because they go hand in hand. Even though they're a little bit different, they do go hand in hand. So let's start with the breakup. When you break up with somebody, that's often when you're at your lowest point. Whether you were the one who chose that breakup and made the decision, or you were completely blindsided by your partner doing it to you and you don't know why, or there was some horrific catalyst that happened, like, heaven forbid, they were cheating on you or something. And that personally has not happened to me, in all disclosure. But if that happens, then it's even more devastating. So it's like you're reeling and in pain from that. So that's when you're at your lowest point. What does healing from that relationship look like? Of course, that's going to look different for every single person. And our society doesn't really talk about what real healing looks like. And that's a whole nother conversation of itself, but we're talking about the messages that we get about how we move on from another relationship. And often what society, pop culture, considers moving on from relationships is being in another relationship. Somehow that's considered proof. And what a rebound is, when, let me get back to the, so when you have that breakup, there's this person, there's this part of your life that's no longer there. You were giving your love to another person that is now not receiving that love. And you're also not receiving love from that person. So what it feels like inside is a void. It feels like pain. It could be anger. It could be depression, sadness, grief, all kinds of things. But the actuality is it's a void inside you emotionally. There's something missing from your life. So if you start another relationship while you're feeling that void. That is basically what a rebound is. You haven't quite healed from your last relationship, and here you're bounding back up. You have this breakup, you're at this low point, you're down in the dumps or in the depths of the darkness and the pain. And then at some point you have to rebound back up. So the rebound relationship is as you're coming back up from that down spiral, you start another relationship. So that rebound relationship, it could be, that's what a rebound is. And why does it matter? Because depending on how you do it, you may or may not be fully healed from that last relationship. And in our culture, we consider another relationship as evidence that we've gained closure. And as a demonstration of this, I came across this article, which was shared by a friend on social media. And this article, the headline reads, "Woman marries topless waiter she booked for her divorce party." And the article started out, a woman fell in love with a topless waiter she hired for her divorce party. And if that's not closure, we're not sure what is. Very next sentence is, not all heroes wear capes. Some wear a bow tie and not much else, which was the case for Gabriella, who was swept off her feet by a topless waiter she'd hired. So basically, this is it in a nutshell. And this is the problem I have with some of the messages about relationships in pop culture. It sounds like relationships are the end goal. And even a lot of divorce professionals in all areas, whether it's mediation, lawyers, divorce coaches, and there's some really, really good ones out there. So this is not negative on any particular person, because I align with many of them, and I often advocate several of them. I'm a big fan of their work. But one of the things that, and most of them are in another relationship, and the way we talk about it in culture is that because I'm in another relationship, that is somehow proof that I've gained closure, that I've healed and moved on from that last relationship. It's like the relationship itself is an accomplishment. It's like the end goal. Well, the thing is, you can be in another relationship and not have healed from that previous relationship. Because the healing from that other relationship, that's a whole nother animal. And the thing is, it's like after you've had a breakup, you have to reestablish who you are on a core level. Because when you're in a relationship, part of you is identifying, your part of your identity becomes part of that relationship. Now, I'm a big advocate of keeping your own identity. We need our individualism. And I feel like that's important. But you also have a co-identity of who you are in the dynamic of the relationship with the other person. So that part of your identity is not there. And that often affects who you are on an individual level. So you really have to spend some time getting to know who you are. Now, you can do that while you're in another relationship. It's harder. There's more challenges. And of course, it also depends on who your partner is and what is their awareness and, you know, what are their values and how do they look at healing and individuation. Because we also have this thing in our culture of attachment. People attach way too early. And that's part of what a love addiction is. Love addiction, and that's why rebounds and love addiction go hand in hand, because in the rebound relationship, you're still healing and you need to continue your healing process. Even, and that person, that new person that you're in relationship, has to be able to support that and understand that, be at the same level as you, in order for that relationship to be healthy, as opposed to developing some unhealthy attachment. Because if you have not healed from your previous relationship and you get into another relationship and you're loving that person from that void, and then you're ignoring your old pain and bypassing, this is what the spiritual community calls spiritual bypassing, emotional bypassing, you're basically putting a band-aid on your pain as if it's somehow going to be magically okay. If I just put it in a box and put it away somewhere, then, you know, it basically doesn't exist. But that's not really how it happens. And then something down the line can trigger it. And also, you might not be fully aware and have clarity, and you might miss some of those red flags. And that's part of what I talked about, not in the last episode, but the one before that, is the thing with the love hormones is sometimes we miss the red flags. So, and if you're still in the depths of your healing experience, then you still have to tend to your emotional needs, and you still have to develop that part of you and continue on that path. And if you're not, and if you're ignoring that, which is easy to do when you're in a new relationship because everything's new and exciting, it's the love hormones, it's the excitement of that new romance, it's a distraction from your healing process. And if your partner is not also aware of what it takes to heal and cognizant of that, because if he's bought into the same pop culture narrative that most of us have learned at some point, then he might be getting too attached to you. And if you have a breakdown, or it could come back up in so many different ways. And that's not really what this episode is about. I am all about trying to help people have healthy relationships in their current relationship. And I believe that, as I said in the intro here, I want to help you raise the bar on your current relationship so that you could facilitate not just healing, but a healthy relationship, a healthy, mutually loving, respectful, caring relationship, not unhealthy attachment. So, I'm sorry, I got distracted because it's like it's very windy outside here. It's the point is, I'm not saying that all rebound relationships are unhealthy. They may be healthy. And even if they are unhealthy, your awareness of your healing process and your closure from the last relationship. And maybe next week or in the next episode, I'll talk about a little bit more about what closure looks like and what that really means, because I think that's important. That's an important piece of the puzzle. But I'll do that in another episode. I think right now it's just important to realize that another relationship in and of itself is not closure. That's not what closure is. Healing is closure. Healing should be your end goal. And if healing is not your end goal, if relationships are your end goal, then you're vulnerable to becoming a love addict or a relationship addict. So that's where I guess I'm going to leave it for today. I hope I planted some seeds. I hope that this was helpful. Feel free to make a comment and let me know if you have any questions or story to share. I'll address it in the next episode. You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Relationships with your host, Judy Graybill. Thank you. Have a great day. And I hope you find a reason to smile today. Thank you.